How do you think, if at all, perception is changing on a wider, perhaps national level among the farming community? How is health, nutrition, fitness, mental welfare seen and moving forward?
I'd like to say it's moving forward positively. However, I feel the farming industry and nutrition in general gets quite a lot of bad press, I suppose, from the point of view. It can be quite negative, because if you think about healthy eating, it's cutting out this, cutting out that. When the article went on Farmers Weekly, I don't know if you looked at any of the comments.
Yeah, I was going to say, I actually had some of those down. Because in their survey, it was 18% of farmers surveyed eat 5 portions of fruit and veg daily, and 4% don't eat any fruit and veg at all.
Mm.
What's the average diet of one of your farmers before they start the course, and how does that change? Does it change significantly, or...?
It does change significantly. Portion control changes significantly, okay. I think. We do a lot of work on that. We do a lot of work on looking at food labels and things like that. And just a lot of kind of what I call conscious eating. So we don't eat just because you're hungry. We eat for a whole load of other reasons. So, you know, we talk as a group about, okay, the first week I don't get them to make any changes at all. I just get them to think about, if you do put something in your mouth, why are you doing that? Is it because you're hungry? Is it because you're bored? Is it because it's 11 o'clock, you know the post has arrived, so you've come in, had a coffee, and then there's biscuits in there? Because it's a lot of it is habit building. And they all seem to feel the same. They go, oh, I do that. Oh, yes, I do that. And lunchtime, what is for lunch? Well, it depends. It might be, some of it's very traditional, and it's like, oh, my wife has prepared me this, or my partner's prepared me this. Or otherwise, it will be, you know, cheese sandwiches, or egg on toast, or whatever they're going to have. And it's just getting them to sometimes just broaden their horizon a bit and not include any, I don't want to say fashionable foods, but just try and get a lot more whole grains in. So one of the whole nutrition sessions is about whole grains. And it's like, you guys produce this amazing corn, amazing wheat, but actually when you eat white bread, you've lost 75% of the nutrition of what you grew. So, you know, let's eat it in its best form. So it's kind of trying to get them to understand the benefits of eating certain foods and joining certain foods together.